Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on?
There are some new businesses going in at Four Point Center. That's the name of the development that includes McKendree Metro Recplex. We've talked in a previous episode about the CC Food Mart, the Shell gas station over there. Well, they're open now, but can I confess something?
Okay, let's hear it.
One of my favorite lunches is gas station hot dogs or brats. I'm just more likely to pop in and grab like a $2 hot dog off of the food roller than I am to go through a drive-thru where there's like way too many choices. I just really like the simplicity of that. Is that weird?
No, I like the taquitos.
Oh, okay. All right. Camaraderie and weirdness.
Exactly.
I like it.
Food's better on a little roller.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Back to the Four Point Center. Farmers and Merchants Bank broke ground last week on a new bank. And then there's also a proposed retail center with a possible drive-through coffee shop making its way through the development process. So stay tuned for that.
Okay. So on the last episode, you told us to save the date for June 26th. What's going on? Do you have any more details on that?
I do. So June 26th is shaping up to be a big day in downtown O'Fallon. So let's walk through it. The first event is at 7 a.m. In downtown O'Fallon, CrossFit Voyage is hosting a Hopkins Hero Workout of the Day. So if you're a CrossFitter, you are not going to want to miss this. This event is to honor Nick Hopkins. He was an Illinois state trooper who was killed in the line of duty while executing a high-risk warrant almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
Nick was well known for his heart for others. He was such a helper and a fantastic community member. His family has created Foundation 6141 to help carry on his legacy of service to others. And this workout of the day in Nick's honor looks brutal. It looks so hard. But you know what? What better way to honor the fallen than by doing something incredibly hard outside of your comfort zone? So it should be a good time.
All right, then.
The first group starts their workout at 7 a.m., and they'll continue in different heats until at least noon. And I'll go ahead and put a link to the registration and the workout for those interested in the show notes.
Okay.
And then there's the usual Vine Street Market at O'Fallon Station. Starts at 8 and goes till noon, live music at 9. But there is a ton of stuff happening now in downtown, starting from 9 in the morning and going till 9 in the evening. There is a new event called Chalk It Up to Art, brought to you by Bank of O'Fallon. This is a chalk art contest where artists create images with chalk in the parking lot. You'll be able to walk through in the morning and watch the artist as they create their masterpieces, and then come back that night when they're all done, and you'll be able to stroll through and admire all of the work they spent all day creating. And then that evening, there's a funky art festival called Bazart at O'Fallon Station. This is a vendor event where artists will set up and sell their art. There also will be a mobile escape room. There'll be live music and food all day. I know several local places will be serving up food and drinks. So I think Flamenco's The Place, which is a local pizza joint, they'll be there. Gears, which is the new cafe bar with Bike Surgeon, and then Boarding House Bistro, they are all on tap to provide nourishment throughout the day. So I think they'll also have a food truck or two.
Very cool.
Sections of Vine Street are going to be blocked off, so you'll be able to wander with your food and beverages while you listen to live music and just enjoy being outside.
All right.
So live music and art combined with a street festival atmosphere, all of that's happening in downtown. So I'm going to put all those details in the show notes.
So that's all for June 26th, but what's happening this week?
This weekend, the City Pool and Splash Pad are opening. They'll both open on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. If you're interested in a pool pass for the City Pool, individual pool passes for residents start at about $80 a year, and then the Splash Pad is free, so I'll put a link to all that information in the show notes.
Okay.
And then Saturday is high school graduation.
Aww.
The weather's looking good. They've divided the graduates into three groups, and each group will graduate at a certain time that day. So think about the class of 2021. When I think of them, I think resiliency and hopeful. So they were born a year or two after 9/11.
Yeah.
They started kindergarten during a recession and what ended up being a huge market crash in 2008 and 09.
Yeah.
And now they're graduating during a global pandemic.
Yeah.
Nothing has been familiar to you over the past year if you're a graduate. You have been forced to persevere and forge an entirely new path. And your memories look a lot different than what you expected. And I think that that's hard.
Yeah.
So I have so much hope for this generation. They have experienced the world differently. And I'm just optimistic about how this resiliency will unfold as they figure out what's next for them. And from what I've seen, they have a good balance of grit and empathy. So we are cheering so loudly for you, graduating class. And best wishes with whatever is next for you.
You know, and the weather looks perfect for a graduation day and a holiday weekend. And as we look forward to the upcoming Memorial Day weekend, let's remember those who the holiday commemorate. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who gave all for our freedom. And in their honor, the VFW Post 805 is hosting a Memorial Day ceremony on Monday, May 31st, beginning at 9 a.m. at the O'Fallon Cemetery on North Oak Street.
That's true. And then there's also a really nice event at the Veterans Monument Monday at 11:30. The keynote speaker is Major General Kenneth Bibb. And it's always a great event. So bring a lawn chair and let's honor our troops together.
Definitely, definitely. So that's this weekend. Anything next week?
The kids are out of school after today, and so maybe take a couple days off, let the slowness of summer set in, but then next Wednesday night, there's a big summer kickoff for kids. Several churches are hosting a combined event at the O'Fallon United Methodist Church, which is across the high school on Highway 50. It's this Wednesday, June 2nd, from 6 until 8 p.m. They'll have food trucks, a bubble bus,
okay,
games, music, and more. So that'll be a good opportunity to get the kids out of the house. Now that school's out.
Okay.
Then we also have two fishing derbies this week. Friday night, June 4th at 5:45, Parks and Recreation is hosting one at the O'Fallon Sports Park on the South Pond, which is on the Veneta side of the sports park. Fishing poles and bait will be provided, but you're welcome to bring your own. The event is free, but they do ask that you register so they know how much stuff to bring. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
And then the next day, Saturday, June 5th, there's a fishing derby at the O'Fallon Sportsman's Club on Scott Troy Road. And this is put on by the O'Fallon Township Youth Committee. It's for ages 14 and under. Registration begins at 8:30. And then the fishing event runs from 9 until 11, with the awards being awarded at 11. Bring your own fishing pole, but they'll provide the bait, and lunch will be available for a small fee.
You know, June 11th is the big date, right?
Yep.
Fingers crossed, that's when the state is set to fully reopen, removing capacity restrictions on everybody.
Yep.
But here's the challenge right now. Restaurants and businesses are limited in their capacity, and they're still facing challenges with staffing.
Yep.
You know, they are hardly able to staff accordingly now when we're at, what, 60%?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so what happens when they're permitted to fully reopen and they still don't have the staff? Now they're behind the eight ball even more.
Yep.
So they have to figure out a way to accommodate the bigger demand. With that in mind, let's remind listeners of the upcoming job fair.
There is a job fair on Tuesday, June 8th. It's from 9 a.m. until 11 at the VFW in O'Fallon. Hundreds of jobs are going to be available, and the focus will be on the hospitality industry, so food service and hotels. And then we'll have a few other industries represented as well.
Sounds good. Well, Jessica, on that note, I need to get going.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Nick.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.